This talk is from the Pray More Healing Retreat, which you can find over at praymoreretreat.org.
Hi, I'm Deacon Larry Oney. Today I come to talk to you about healing the brokenhearted. In John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus told the disciples that I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So despite the fact that God wants to have an abundant life, the reality is that sometimes we experience brokenness, and the brokenness is so deep, it feels like our whole heart is being broken. In fact, the psalmist says in 147, verse 3, that he heals the brokenhearted and binds up our wounds. So the Lord knew that as we go through life, that there were going to be opportunities or situations where our hearts would be broken. It seemed like there's no way to reconcile and no way to recover from the broken heart. It reminds me in the early chapter of Matthew where the scripture says that Rachel was wailing with cries and loud lamentation for the children were no more because Herod had killed all the male children 2 years and old. Can you imagine the brokenness of our heart if you had a two-year-old child, if somebody took that child from you and disposed of that child, killed that child? To have a broken heart is a powerful thing. The scripture is clear that God is the one who heals up our wounds and he binds up our wounds and heals our hearts. And again, in Psalm 143, the Lord says he heals the brokenhearted and binds up our wounds. You know, a broken heart might come from a broken relationship, a disappointment in how our life has been to this point, a broken marriage, and even economic struggle in our lives, financial issues, a health issue, or loss of a loved one. Not too long ago, we lost a son. There was nothing that could console me. The brokenness of my heart was so deep. It was only when the Holy Spirit came and that the Lord just put his hand over my heart and just calmed me down that the brokenness in my heart could be, the balm could be applied by the love of God and by his mercy. So in another scripture, it says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. That is, Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim good news to the poor. The scripture says that he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Once again, the Lord is reminding us that one of his principal ministries upon the earth is to bind up the brokenhearted. So today you might be experiencing a broken heart. God says he has come so that he might heal you up, to bind you up, to put salve on your heart, the salve of his spirit. One of the things the Lord says is that he came to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners. That's in Isaiah chapter 61, 1. So the Lord, part of his ministry was to heal the brokenhearted, and it is to heal the brokenhearted. So we don't have to stay with a broken heart. God wants to heal it. It's part of his mission to heal a broken heart. So and it also says that my sacrifice, that is the sacrifice that we offer to the Lord in our brokenness, is a broken heart and a contrite heart. God will not despise that. So if we come to the Lord in a broken way, feeling down and depressed for whatever reason it might be, God says, as we offer that brokenness of our heart to him, he will not despise that. Because sometimes life is so hard, all we can offer to the Lord is just the pain that we're in from the loss of a loved one, the loss of a friend, from a relationship that's been broken, or a loss of a job. Serious things in life can break the heart. A disappointment in someone or something that's been grave, our heart can be broken. So God says that if your heart is broken, bring it to me. I will not despise it. Our God is a good God. He shows his mercy to us by healing our hearts. Sometimes when we have a broken heart, we feel poor and dispossessed. We feel like there's nothing good in our lives. Sometimes we can even be, we can despair to the point where we don't want to live life anymore. No matter what our present situation is, God is able to deliver us from it. He says in the Psalm that, in Isaiah rather, he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted to proclaim freedom for the captive. Because when we're brokenhearted, it's like we're in a prison where we're like in captivity. But God says that he wants to bring us out of captivity. He wants to bring release from darkness for those who are in prison. It's a powerful thing. Some people who haven't experienced a broken heart yet, they don't really know what you mean when you say that you're heartbroken. But it's a real dynamic in the lives of people. So what should we do if we have a broken heart? It's a very simple process, but it's a difficult one. We just cry out to God and say, Lord, I'm offering you today the brokenness in my heart because of a relationship because of my situation, because of a health problem that seems intractable. Particularly people who have a diagnosis in a health situation that seems there's no healer, there's no healing that's that can happen. But God is a great physician. Sometimes he might not heal the physical problem, but sometimes he'll heal the way that we think about the problem and the way that we feel about it and the way we feel about ourselves. And our identity in Christ can sometimes be broken. But God gives us his word to remind us that we're pilgrims here, that we don't belong to this earth, that we belong to the heavenly places. So today, if your heart is broken, and if you're going through a situation, if you're just in a jam, like you're stuck, because many people are stuck when they lose particularly a loved one. They can be stuck for years and years and years because the grief and the brokenness in their heart, they don't know how to expiate it. They can't let it go. But God calls us. He says that I am the one that healeth thee. I came to heal the brokenhearted. So if you have a broken marriage, economic struggle, health issues, even if you've lost a loved one, God, the Son, says that I am the one that healeth thee. And the scripture says in Isaiah again that by his stripes, we are healed. God has healed us already. This Jesus that we know, that we claim as our Savior, is the one that was sent upon the earth. He announced his mission very simply. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. When we yield to the healing balm of Jesus, we're letting the kingdom break into our lives, break into our thought process, and more importantly, break into our heart. Because once we realize that when we let go of those things that are holding us bound to the earth, that constrict us, because a broken heart can cause psychological problems, even physical problems. Remember David, when David sinned, he was brokenhearted. He was brokenhearted about his own sin. We don't talk about that very much. David was caught in his sin, but he cried out, Lord, renew a right spirit in me. So David did the right thing. So if the brokenness in our heart is because of our own actions, we can cry out like David and say, Lord, renew a right spirit in me. Cast me not away from thy presence. But if our brokenness is because of situations in life, because of the struggles of life, we can still cry out to God and say, Lord, heal my heart. We can say, Veni, Creator Spiritus, come Holy Spirit. Because many times when we are going through a brokenness of heart, we don't know what to do. Here's one powerful step. We can just say, Lord, I give you permission to come into my heart. Put your hand over the broken parts and to smooth them out and to heal my heart. And we can simply say after that, come Holy Spirit. We're given the Holy Spirit who's sovereign, but he's also a gentleman. He does not come where he's not invited. If you're baptized, the Holy Spirit is already in you. If you've been confirmed, you've received an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. But we can ask for more of the Holy Spirit, particularly for a broken heart. We can say, come, Holy Spirit, fill me up, renew me, put the balm of your spirit on my heart and heal me. May God send his mercy, his love, and his healing power into your mind, heart, soul, and spirit today. So let's just pray now. Father, you are the Lamb of God. You're the Prince of Peace. You're the great I Am. You're the morning glory. You are the God that heals us. Father, you heal blind Bartimaeus. You heal the woman with the issue of blood. Lord, you are a healer of hearts. We ask you to come today and see our hearts. You're the reader of hearts. We ask you to heal us, to set us free. We know, Lord, you're always saying to us in your goodness and your mercy. So we cry out to you today and we ask you to give us a new beginning. We know that your response will be positive, Lord, because you love us so much. And you always say to us, come now, let us begin again. We ask for this blessing, for this healing of our heart. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, who is Lord forever and ever. Amen.